Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good evening, everyone. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures he makes me lie down. To still waters he leads me. He restores my soul. He guides me along right paths for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. You set a table before me in front of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Indeed, goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days. Psalm 23 is among one of the most well-known and loved pieces ever written. It conveys a sense of intimate trust and security that every soul desires. People from every walk of life and from every faith have taken solace in it, many not knowing its origin or even whom it foreshadows. This Psalm of David is a comfort for us because it comes from the heart of a man after God's own heart, a man who himself was a shepherd and trusted first to the care of his father Jesse's flock, then chosen by God to care for his own people. David's words are not just those of a shepherd, but of one who knows with certainty that if he stays close to the chief shepherd, the one in whom we can find comfort, strength, and security, we will be cared for not just for the day, but to dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days. David knew that the life of a shepherd is one of sacrifice, a life set apart to be a servant of the flock entrusted to his care. A life that comes with great reward for the virtuous who remain faithful and true. He trusted in God, the shepherd of his soul, and the source of comfort in times of trial. Today our liturgy focuses on the Good Shepherd, the eternal Word made flesh who willingly laid down his life for his sheep. Our Good Shepherd, who offered himself up as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, was raised on the third day, and entrusted his flock to Peter, the first in a line of succession that remains unbroken and guarded by the Holy Spirit. In today's first reading on that day of Pentecost, Peter exercises the role entrusted to him as the head of the church here on earth by calling on people to repent and be baptized. What we didn't hear in its entirety was all that Peter had proclaimed to them, how the prophets had spoken of him, and all that was fulfilled and continues to be fulfilled through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, along with the salvific mission that he has given the church. Those who accept his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. Like a loving shepherd of the flock entrusted to his care, Peter was calling them all to conversion, to turn away from their former way of life and to embrace Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. In the gospel, Jesus said, "I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved." Jesus is the gate. He is the gate, and that means that he is the only way of entrance into the sheepfold, the church. He said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." And how are we to do that? By entering into his death and resurrection through the sacred waters of baptism. Unfortunately, too many people stop right there, but there's so much more that the Good Shepherd wants for his flock. He desires that our heads be anointed with oil as we're sealed with the Holy Spirit in confirmation and nourished by his body, blood, soul, and divinity at the Eucharistic table that he prepares for us at the altar of his own sacrifice through the priesthood he instituted on the night he was betrayed. Baptism, the Holy Eucharist, and confirmation. They're the sacraments of initiation that bring us into full communion with Jesus, with his church, with the good shepherd and all the sheep. Thanks be to God, when our physical or spiritual health is failing, we have recourse to confession and anointing of the sick, the sacraments of healing. Again, our good shepherd looking out for us, caring for us, making sure that we're healthy and strong. In order to grow in strength in the mystical body of church, that is, the good shepherd instituted sacraments of service, holy orders, and holy matrimony, both sacraments of service for communion of the church to build up his body. Today is also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, and it's no coincidence that it falls on Good Shepherd Sunday. Pope Paul VI instituted this day in 1963 as a day set apart to publicly fulfill the Lord's instruction to pray to the Lord of Harvest, to send laborers into his harvest, a prayerful command from the heart of Jesus to his disciples as he went around all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every sort of disease and illness, because at the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Today we're reminded that every one of us needs to continually return to the true shepherd and guardian of our souls whenever we too behave like sheep without a shepherd. Not because we don't, but because we're constantly engaged and sometimes fail in our battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. We're also reminded of the need to pray for vocations. Praying for more priests, deacons, and religious is a very good thing. But I ask you, please don't stop there. Pray for holy marriages that foster vocations from within. Pray for holy politicians, plumbers, and athletes. Pray for our youth, that they will earnestly discern the vocation that God is calling them to, trusting that he equips you for whatever he calls you to. And please pray for each other, that each of us would fulfill our universal call to holiness. Pray for the priests that God has already given us. I ask you to pray for Father Sergio, the man God has chosen to be our pastor, the shepherd that he has chosen for us in this parish at this time. Pray for our bishops and for the Pope. Pray for all the shepherds of the church who lead a life of sacrifice as they teach, sanctify, and govern the church, the flock entrusted to their care, all while offering themselves up each and every day in sacrifice for us. Pray with a humble and contrite heart that goodness and mercy will pursue you all the days of your life. And pray for the grace to dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days. For with the Lord as our shepherd, there is nothing that we lack.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.